Patronette Hubert is a community service physiotherapist at Red Cross Memorial Children's Hospital. She is originally from Belfast in Mpumalanga and represented Mpumalanga in netball at high school level. She studied physiotherapy at the University of Pretoria. On the weekends, she enjoys reading novels and playing golf. She's here to speak to me about Physiotherapy Week. Now, I have been doing physiotherapy since I was 1 and a half. So I'm now 13, so I've been doing that for about 12 years now. So let's get on with the interview. For all our young listeners who is new to the idea of physio, can you please explain what physiotherapy is and what a physiotherapist does?
Physiotherapy is a health profession. We work to help people optimize their functional potential and improve their quality of life after an illness or injury. We do this by helping people get stronger, teaching people how to walk again, helping people deal with their pain, and helping people to move and breathe well. We may even give a patient a wheelchair or crutches to help them move around at home or at school. We can see any age person from babies to grandparents.
What made you interested in physiotherapy?
You'll find that most physiotherapists who get asked this question will have a similar response. Most of us become interested in the profession because we want to help individuals, families, and communities to become empowered in managing their own health.
When you start doing physiotherapy as a child, do you have to continue with it when you are older and into adulthood?
Some children need to continue physio into adulthood, but it depends on what they are having challenges with, and it also depends on how the challenges change as they grow up. Working with patients for long time periods is a very special part of our profession. We can form incredible long-lasting relationships with the patients and their families because we see patients of all ages, from babies to grandparents.
Physiotherapy work according to your condition, or does it change?
I would say both. Physiotherapists treat specific conditions using specific principles, but the treatment can change as the patients develop new challenges as they grow and change with age.
What are some of the goals you'd want to achieve during this week for physio?
Our theme for Physiotherapy Week this year is Long COVID, and our goal is to educate the community about the vital role physiotherapists play in helping people during the COVID pandemic. We are spreading information to teach ways to breathe more effectively and by providing steps to help people adjust back into their normal routines.
During the pandemic, how has the physio been working around the restrictions?
A lot of outpatient appointments had to be cancelled to limit social contact and to prevent the spread of the virus. Many patients were fearful of coming into the hospital, and many struggled to get transport to attend appointments. We have kept in contact and were able to advise patients telephonically. We have been seeing outpatients with urgent needs and have encouraged patients to contact us with queries or concerns. With the lighter restrictions, we have been calling patients to rebook appointments as well. If they haven't been back to physio or haven't been receiving a call from us, please phone so we can help and assist you.
Is there anything else you would like to say?
I would just like to thank you for the opportunity to be able to share with you about our profession.
Thank you for this interview.
You are listening to RX Radio.
For and by children.
RX Radio. RX Radio rocks.